from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Now, check this out. Farhan Zaidi, what date was this? When was this set? Right after the trade deadline, Grandy? Is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
Trade deadline, I think.
Day of. So you were here.
Yep.
You were here with Dibs and Grandy. And you guys are doing the trade deadline. I was at a pool. But here comes Farhan. And as you listen to this, realize that the Giants just earlier today have sent Marco Luciano back down to the minors. I'm not fighting that.
Got to run a ball out.
You got to run a ball out. He stopped twice and got thrown out in a one-run game. I know some of you were like, this is a line drive. You couldn't tell, but so that's, if you couldn't tell, you run.
Or if you stop and then see it on the ground, you put your head down and
run.
Get it.
Run harder. So the Giants are sending him a message. In addition to the fact that he is still looks lost at the plate. But listen to this on the trade deadline from Farhan Zaidi.
I know you get to this time of year, and frankly, whenever you're a little bit on the competing bubble like we are, we're, you know, three games out in the wild card race, there's a notion of, you know, let's sell and let's enhance the farm system. But, you know, you can have all the prospects you want, it's not going to matter until you actually create opportunities for them, right? So you can go out and get a bunch of guys, but if you're not willing to do some of the things we did over the last couple of days to create opportunities for those guys, it's just not going to have a chance to impact your major league team. So, you know, really to answer your question, I would say, I think what fans want to see, I think what we can hang our hat on as an organization is the progress of young players coming up and impacting us. And I named three guys, and that's not including, you know, guys like Eric Miller and Brett Wisely that were acquired into this organization, but are young players who have a chance to be here for a long time. So the more of that, you know, the more we have guys coming up, establishing themselves, you know, like a Pat Bailey did last year, I think that's where the progress is coming from.
Now, Farhan also said in the days right after the trade deadline that the Jorge Soler deal was largely to create at-bats at the big league level for Marco Luciano. 22 at-bats later, he has been sent down. Again, I'm not arguing it because that message, I agree with you, FP, needed to be sent. However, what I'm hearing from you, and the more I think about it, I don't know how many times this year the Giants have been like, this is what we're doing. And then like 8 days later, they're like, all right, scrap that. Now this is what we're doing. And then that doesn't work. And then we rinse and repeat and over and over and over again. They keep changing what they're doing when it doesn't work for 2 seconds.
Can I ask, I'm going to make you say it. So I'm going to ask you.
Let's go.
What does that tell you?
It tells you that they don't have a philosophy. At least not one that they're willing to stick to. And I actually think that that was the definition of this regime before. It was a philosophy a lot of people didn't like, but at least they had one. I think now it tells me that somebody has abandoned philosophy in an effort to save a job. And now we're just going to do whatever the hell feels right in that moment to sort of placate what everybody's saying and what they're seeing. We're about the young guys. No, we're not. We're about power. No, we're not. We're about speed. No, we're not. We're about pitching and defense. No, we're not. We're just, we're not stuck to anything.
I'm trying to figure out a way to say this, but I'm just going to say it. Great leadership is firm in their beliefs.
Correct. I find that to be the hardest thing about parenting.
What did Brian Sabian do?
He achieved the same damn thing.
He traded prospects for veterans. He got good pitching, had good defense, and they won 3 World Series. Yeah. And he did the same thing every year.
And be willing to make a mistake.
So I'm not comparing that. I'm just saying, like, so if you're going to give at-bats, maybe you give those at-bats. And those when Farhan says opportunity, every time you step foot on a major league field, it's an opportunity. Whether it's one at-bat and a pinch hit roll in a 15-0 game, or it's a spot start every 10 days, it's an opportunity. So Marco Luciano was given an opportunity, and he didn't take advantage of it. Whether it was because he didn't run a ball out or because his at-bats were overwhelmed, he was DHing, apparently loving the DHing, and had to like be told to go out and practice some ground balls at shortstop every now and then.
For real?
Yes.
Come on, man.
Like, these are things that Farhan is right. He gave Marco Luciano. I don't understand the infatuation with this kid. Like, and maybe I'm spoiled because I've been around a Bryce Harper and a Juan Soto, and when those guys got their day when they were 19 years old, I saw them take advantage of opportunity. But I just like, I tweeted the other day about running to first. You always have to run hard, period. And I got all these responses. Get off the kid. He plays hard. He runs to first hard every time. I don't care if he runs hard to first 99 times out of 100. The one time he didn't, because, oh, we thought he caught it. Fine. We all stop when we think a line drive is caught. But then when we see the ball on the ground, we all put our head down and bust our ass to first. He jogged after that, and he was thrown out by half a step because you had to get the rolling ball, get up, make a throw across the infield. That all takes time. And in a game where first base was precious against two stud lefties.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas. This is sports the way it should be.
I mean, that's a recipe to get sent down.
By the way, I know exactly.
But I don't understand. I'm not seeing it with this kid. I'm not getting on him. He's a wonderful human being. If you see him in the dugout, he's a sweetheart. But like, I'm not seeing the giant fandom infatuation with this guy. Oh, he can hit it a ton. I haven't seen it.
I think it's over.
I just haven't seen it.
I think it's over.
And I know what I'm looking for, and I just haven't seen that. But that's not a knock on the kid. And please don't put that on Twitter and quote me on that old thing. But I'm just saying, like, if you get your day in the sun, you got to shine. And I know Giants fans have heard about this kid forever. But, like, when you get here, you got to have that eye of the tiger.
Yeah,
man.
He's going to go back.
Screw you. I'm going to find a way to beat you. And this is my job, and you're not taking it from me. and what Brock Purdy did when he stepped on the field for the first time, it's like I'm playing for my very professional life with a sense of urgency and a sense of passion and a sense of desire to win. And you have that it thing that Madison Bumgarner had his first game, that Buster Posey had his first game, that Tim Lincecum had his first game, that like I'm not going back to the minor leagues. You can kiss my ass. And when I signed my first contract with Bill Stoneman, the president of the Montreal Expos, in the back room of the clubhouse, he said, if you go back to AAA, this is what you make. I said, I ain't going back to AAA. And I stayed for 7 years. So you get your foot in the door, and you have to have that mentality that I'm not going back to the minor leagues. I'm going to be a part of this, and I'm going to help this team win. And so when you're timid and you're kind of looking around, and I don't care how old you are, because I've seen 19-year-olds do it, seen two 19-year-olds do it, Bryce Harper and Juan Soto, and they're two of the best players in baseball right now. But when they got their day, they let it rip, man. I was born to do this. I ain't going back. I'm about to be a superstar.
And you know who you just described?
Who?
The actual Giants' future shortstop. His name's Tyler Fitzgerald. His name's not Marco Luciano.
No, because he was timid at first, too. Well, he was tiptoeing around. He got picked off by Blake Treinen, and he was walking around like, I don't know if I'm good enough. And then all of a sudden, something clicked, and now he's playing like he's standing taller. He's walking through the door as the tallest guy in the room. But when he first got called up, he was tiptoeing around,
man. Doesn't mean that they're not going to make some mistakes. My point is he's made good on his opportunities, because I even look back. Sure, he got picked off, whatever. You see him a lot more than I do around the clubhouse. Maybe he looked timid to you. I can go back to texts from early in this season from friends when he would get in the game, and they're like, we need to see more of that guy.
Yeah.
He runs like a gazelle, and things happen when he's on the field. You could see that early on. But he didn't have a position. There was no spot. And so he was up and down a little bit.
Something happened in one of those trips, Mark, where he just said, I'm not going back.
Okay, great. Great.
And he ain't.
And I think he has a big hand in why people are starting to forget and not care. I'm sorry to say it so bluntly, but forget and not care about Marco Luciano. He was supposed to be the future shortstop. Not anymore. He's not.
I don't know if he's a future left fielder, because I'm not seeing the strike zone awareness, the aggressive nature, and the eye of the tiger that I need to see from a young kid.
Agreed.
At the plate and on the bases. So there's a lot of layers to this. It's not just what position does he play. Oh, stick him out in left field. I haven't seen the bat thing that everyone's talking about.
I see it. It happens in Sacramento.
He's right. Young. Maybe he'll get it.
Maybe, but he's threatening right now to be a 4A player, as it turns out.
He's still got time.
Yeah, he's got plenty of time.
But the things I'm talking about, I don't know if they're either in there or they're not in there. I can't teach some of these things I'm talking about. You either have that or you don't have that. And I don't know enough about him to know if he has that or not.
Like, hasn't Tyler Fitzgerald already done enough to where he is the opening day shortstop next year?
I think he's got a month of big games to play.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. This is pretty special stuff for you
This is why these games are so important coming up. Like, it's easier to evaluate guys in games that matter late in the season than just throwing you're out of the race games in September. Those are akin to spring training. Like, it's hard to evaluate a young player in the month of September when you're out of pennant race. It's hard to evaluate a player in Scottsdale.
When the Giants fell down 3-1 last night, that felt like a hell of a gut punch, because they had cut it to 2-1, and then Harrison went out, gave up a big tank. Suddenly it was 3-1 again, and you're like, God, the way they're scoring runs. Shoot, the very next Giant at bat was Tyler Fitzgerald, and he put the ball over the fence in one of the deepest parts of the ballpark. Like, that is the evaluation that we're getting of Tyler Fitzgerald in big games. He is performing. I get that he's still very young, and this is still very, very early. But to me, right now, he's done enough to warrant a very lengthy look as the future shortstop of this team that very likely bleeds into next year.
I would go out and get an A-list shortstop and put Tyler Fitzgerald at second.
That's fine. I don't care where you put him, but like, he's in the lineup.
Yeah.
He's in the lineup to start next year.
And if he ever learns to put the ball in play and he gets better bat-to-ball skills with two strikes, he'll hit 300 in sleep, and he might win a batting title with his speed.
Yeah.
I don't expect him to hit 20 home runs every year, though.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. you get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.